The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis writes that if a group of people were eating together and they left to greet a chassan and kala, so if they left some people behind, then no new bracha is needed. However, if they didn't leave anyone behind, then they have to make a bracha achrayna on what they previously ate and a bracha rishayna on what they want to continue eating. Shulchan Aruch continues that that's when they were eating bread, but if they were only drinking or eating fruit, the halacha is also the same. And nothing changes. Again, the Shulchan Aruch rules that even bread would need a new bracha achrayna as well as rishayna if one left without leaving anyone behind, and certainly other foods. The Shulchan Aruch concludes that if one goes from one corner to another within the same house, this does not require a new bracha.